Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy, it just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard while we sing our song. Rub, 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 play and sing along.
Good morning, everybody. This is a rock and roll episode of Growing Good on Heritage Radio Network, straight out of Bushwick, Brooklyn. I am so excited today to be bringing the talent in with the babies, making the miracle music all around, because, you know, the world goes on. We reproduce and we keep making our artistic integrities live strongly. And I've got an amazing band in the studio today called Revival Times. I've got Matt Houston, Paul Lara, and Gary Tedder here. They, plus their drummer, who's not here, make Revival Times. They're going to be playing a set for us off of their new record. It's very groovy. It's cold in the station. They're rubbing their hands and getting their fingers warm for you. They're going to pick it away. And first, we're going to start with an interview with Paul Lara. He is a new daddy. Hey, Paul.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Doing good. Warming up.
So introduce your miracle to us. That's usually how we start out the segment.
So my wife Jen and I had a baby called Eleanor, and she is outside right now making noise.
She was clawing at the windows watching Daddy create. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, and she's wonderful. It's been quite an experience.
And she's 9 months old?
She's 9 months old now.
She's 9 months old.
Yeah, so we've gotten used to her.
Yeah. And your wife Jen has just been amazing in supporting the band and all your musical, because I mean, it must be different having a child and going out and gigging and recording.
Oh, it's very difficult. And she is very supportive. She's very allowing. It doesn't make a big deal about
who you are,
making it happen. Yeah, exactly. Because yeah. I mean, we have to work, we have to play shows, and it does take away time.
Of course. And Paul also is an engineer in his own right. And during his pregnancy, and Matt and Gary, obviously, because they are all self-producing their own record that they have a Kickstarter project out, which we'll talk about in a second. But what's fascinating is that I know these guys for a long time. And during Paul's pregnancy, they were mixing and producing this record. Right, Paul?
Yeah, we were working on it. I was staying at home with Jen during the end of her pregnancy and during the beginning of Eleanor's life, and during that time we were also mixing the record.
And I remember, Gary, you were going over there lots.
Oh yeah, and working in the attic, it was like like 120 degrees, I think.
Yeah, when we tracked, it was quite hot, and then after that, we took all the equipment out and set up a mixing room in the attic, and we did all the. Then it was cold.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, what was it like being around a big old pregnant woman?
It was awesome.
It was nice. Yeah,
it was nice.
Jen's always awesome, so you know she's a really great host, and Paul is too, and Eleanor is super cute, so she's fun to be around.
And that must have cut your cost a lot in making this record, since you guys all know how to make it yourself.
Oh yeah, we do. Well, the equipment's not that cheap, but like, but we
right, and stuff breaks.
But you can keep using it, which is the nice part. But yeah, it definitely cuts costs. It keeps control. You can control what's going on. You don't have to compromise with anybody about how it's going to sound.
Right.
Except for yourself.
But all the cost is not covered, and that's why on Growing Good today we are reaching out to you, my audience, to fund this amazing Kickstarter project that these guys have going on. The record is done. It's mixed. It's ready to go. They just need a little extra boost to get the pressing done, the artwork done, the packaging done. And as you know, I am a Kickstarter junkie. I completely believe in it. I think it's totally awesome. It's freedom school. It happens. You're in charge of it. So Gary, can you tell us a little bit about like what donors get and what are we trying to do? What's our goal?
Well, our goal is to cover the cost for the pressing of the record and the packaging and everything. And there's a whole series of gifts that we have on the Kickstarter page. A lot of them are like digital copies of the record, the actual vinyl copy of the record. We went through a few ideas initially. We had a lot of like hokey ideas. We were gonna make t-shirts with all our faces on it and try to make it
win
kind
a
of fun
date with Gary Tedder. That would be nuts. That would make a lot of money.
But yeah, we have an EP that we have setting aside that this can be a little bonus treat for anybody that donates and cool. As well as the record. So there's digital copies, there's actual vinyl copies, there's EP bonus.
Test pressings. So
yeah.
And where can people, what's the name of the project and how can people find the link?
The album's called Arrowhead in the Diamond's Eye.
Arrowhead in the Diamond's Eye by Revival Times.
If you go to Kickstarter and just search for Revival Times, you will find us.
No.
Or if you just search for Brooklyn Projects in Kickstarter, you will also find us.
That sounds awesome. Well, it's groovy times. I think we're ready for some rock and roll here. And when we get done, if we have a little bit more time with Paul, we'll talk a little bit more about baby Eleanor and how inspired, you know, she must inspire your everyday in music now. It must be different.
Oh, it helps me write. Yeah, I sing. I write everything to her. Because that's my way I can keep her from getting into trouble.
Awesome.
Captivate her with that.
All right, guys. This is Alessandra going good, and this is Revival Times.
Turn it off there. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
What's the name of the next song, Gary?
Well, that song is called Shadow Like Whispers, and the next song Paul is going to sing is called Favorite Song.
Favorite Song.
First we'll play the tuning song.
Mm-hmm. It's a famous song that everybody covers. I'm not sure who played it first. All right. Ready?
All your favorite songs move my memories, show you what you've yet to see, remind you about what ain't been taken. Count of stories, worries, and fears. It don't make a difference to me, honey, if they pour me to tears. You've been waiting on bring it up to speed. Pour yourself a drink and feel free. You make good company. I'll keep trying to meet you where you wanna be. Give us a minute so we can get back on our
the tuning song wrong.
I feel like I'm at a Grateful Dead concert tripping on shrooms, but I'm not. I'm just tripping on life.
Nice.
Jen is outside the window bouncing the baby up in the air. That song was so beautiful, and Matt on bass just comes in like the secret weapon with these amazing vocals that just, you know, made me feel so good. That was so great. This is Growing Good. We're with Revival Times, and we got two more songs coming at you right now.
Right nowish.
I think I played it right this time. Okay.
I love that song.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This next song is called Chandelier of Tokens.
Thank you.
shame me. I'm all in to this ride is over. And all we knew, I have taken every step. So please take it, and please see your share. Do you have the time to make this real? It's this old I can feel. I have taken every step.
Paul's gonna sing it.
Go ahead. You started.
Oh, yeah.
When they kick at your front door, how are you gonna come? With your hands upon your head, or on the trigger of your gun? When your words they whip to a frenzy. That don't make it wrong, but that don't make it right. Say you're a believer and justify your judgment. Mental hideaway with like-minded friends. Vote your neighbor down, tell them how to live. When the tides they shift, what you gonna say? Hey, how you gonna go?
That was amazing. We do have time for another, if y'all have one to hit us with. Hey, what is that new last one, a new one? I don't think I've seen that live, have I?
You might have seen it live. We play it live from time to time.
Yeah.
With the whole band. Yeah.
Well, another cool fact about these boys is that you know, they're also into putting their own shows. It's a total do-it-yourself thing, which I really, really love. Gary lives in a schoolhouse. Yeah. It used to be a schoolhouse.
Yeah. It's an old late 1800s structure. It's Urban Bushwick. We sometimes have shows there. I've set up a couple of shows.
Yeah, Gary likes to ask the other bands to come in, and it's very cool. You built a stage, two different little stages, kind of.
Yeah,
in the home.
My roommate Mark built a nice little stage there. So we have, you know, it's a nice little setup for some performances, you know, and gives some people an alternate space to perform. You know,
yeah, and I mean, test out your new songs in the low pressure environment. It's very, very cool.
It sounds really good, too. That room is like,
yeah, we try to provide a free show, too, for the most part.
Yeah, you know, totally.
So if people can make it out to Bushwick, yeah.
No, we're in Bushwick right now. Paul, where are you from originally?
I grew up in Raleigh. We're all from North Carolina.
Actually. You're all from Raleigh.
Not from Raleigh, but from North Carolina.
Remember Kings? Is that still there?
Yeah, Kings is still going.
Kings! Big ups to the Cherry Valens! I don't know if they're around anymore. All right, here's another one from Rival Times.
was away. Here to take us away.
Sweet. I'm growing good this morning with Thank Revival you. Times. Guys, that was so good. Does that feel so good?
Yeah, that sounds that really awesome. So good. I love that song.
It was fun. You guys are so amazing. And I mean, I think the real lesson today and just spinning it back to the parenting and growing good is that, you know, you have a baby, your responsibilities become very different, but the best thing that you can do as a parent is not lose yourself and not sacrifice your who you are, and that's the best gift that you can give your child.
Yeah, to tell your child that it's possible.
Yeah, and not to give them that resentment, like, oh, I gave up something because I had you. Like, what a terrible life that would be.
That's not a very good message.
Well, that is definitely not what Paul is doing. He is here with his band, Revival Times. His wife and baby are dancing just about outside, and he's maintained his amazing songwriting partnership with his confidant and, you know, band member Gary Tedder and Matt Houston, and they've got an amazing record that they are done with and they want to put out. And I want you all to go to Kickstarter and look up Revival Times, Arrowhead in the Diamond's Eye.
Yeah, but you can just go ahead and look up Revival Times on Kickstarter. I know,
like saying Arrowhead in the Diamond's Eye. I just want to say it one more time. No, okay. Just kidding. Thanks you guys so much. So anything else you want to add about things going on with you guys?
No, this is just about it. Babies and records. That's
the babies and records. And I know, Gary, you work in the art world, which is very far out. Matt, what do you do with yourself?
I do page layout for a clothing catalog.
So oh.
That's not awesome. What I do for fun.
Sounds fun.
This is what I do for fun.
This is what you do.
Yes, this if I were to have a baby, this is what I would show said baby. Hey, yeah. Baby, look at this.
This
dreams
is what I
can
do.
Come true.
It must be hard, though, in the house, Paul, though, keeping it a safety zone. I mean, you keep all your stuff, like the cords and everything.
She's not yet able to destroy. She's her
she's
mobility
crawling,
is,
though, right?
is limited. She's like scooting. She's getting into things just now. And she does like cables a lot.
Yeah, so you're going to have to do it. It's a constant effort, constant reorganization. But
yeah,
the music,
exactly.
The band plays on Growing Good. Thanks to you all. Love and light from Alessandra and Baby Wally. We'll see you next week. Well, you'll hear from us next week, that's for sure. Bye.
Nice timing.
Just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.